Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're looking at The Juice. You know, that educational app kids are using. We're going to break down some of the stories they're learning about.
It's like a cheat sheet for parents and teachers, right?
Exactly. So we can all be in the loop on those dinner table confos. What are some of the topics they're covering today?
Well, there's a lot. We've got space discoveries, history, even some international affairs.
Wow, talk about a range. Okay, well, let's jump right in. The first story caught my eye. It's about Gliese 229b.
Ah, yes, the brown dwarf.
Yeah, it was actually the first one ever discovered. And now, get this, they found another brown dwarf orbiting it.
A binary system. That's pretty incredible. It really highlights how much we still don't know about space, doesn't it?
It does. What exactly are brown dwarfs again? I feel like I need a refresher.
You got it. They're these fascinating objects. Larger than planets, but not big enough to ignite into stars.
So, like, almost stars?
Kind of. They're often called failed stars, but I think that's a little harsh. They glow dimly, emitting heat, but not the brilliant light of a star.
Interesting. So Gliese 229d, this failed star, actually has a twin now. What do you think this discovery means for scientists?
Well, it challenges some previous assumptions. We thought it was a single brown dwarf, and now we know it's a binary system.
It really puts things into perspective. Like, imagine what else is out there that we haven't discovered yet.
Exactly. The vastness of space is humbling.
It really is. Okay, moving on from the cosmos to something a little closer to home. This next story is really heartwarming. It's about Betty Cartlidge.
From Georgia.
Yep. She's 82 years old and just cast her first vote ever.
I read about her. It's an incredible story.
It is. She never learned to read or write, and unfortunately, her husband discouraged her from voting.
But she decided to overcome those obstacles and make her voice heard.
It's never too late, right? And she had help from her niece, who read her the ballot, which is allowed by law.
Exactly. It highlights the importance of making sure everyone has access to voting, regardless of their circumstances.
Absolutely. It's inspiring, but also makes you think about the bigger picture. Like, how many people are in similar situations?
Well, the statistics are staggering. Millions of adults in America alone struggle with literacy.
Wow, that's a lot of voices potentially being silenced.
Right. This story underscores the importance of education and accessibility for everyone.
Definitely. Okay, ready for something a little lighter. Let's talk about sports.
Sounds good. What do we have?
This story is about a historic moment in the NBA. LeBron James and his son, Bronny, became the first father-son duo to play in a game together.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. It was such a heartwarming scene. The crowd went wild when they checked into the game.
I bet. Imagine being LeBron James, seeing your son out there with you on the court.
Talk about a proud dad moment. And I think it's great for Bronny, too, starting his career alongside an NBA legend like his dad.
Must be a lot of pressure, though, right?
Probably. But it seems like they're both handling it well. There are some really great quotes from them about how much this experience means to them.
Makes you think about the power of shared dreams.
Yeah.
You know, achieving milestones with the people you love.
Absolutely. It's a powerful story about family, pursuing your passions, and supporting each other's dreams.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Okay, last story for now. This one's more about deep thoughts and big ideas. The Juice is featuring a quote today from Maria Montessori.
The famous educator. I love her work. What's the quote?
It's a long one, but here goes. The child who has never learned to work by himself, to set goals for his own acts, or to be the master of his own force of will, is recognizable in the adult who lets others guide his will and feels a constant need for approval of others.
Wow. It's a powerful statement about the importance of fostering independence in children.
Right. It's like she's saying, if you don't learn self-reliance early on, you'll always be seeking validation from others.
And that can be a tough cycle to break.
Let's dive into the next story.
Okay, what do we have?
This one takes us to the global stage. Things are getting tense as North Korea sends troops to support Russia's war in Ukraine.
Oh, this is a serious one. It's a complicated situation for sure. And with high stakes.
Yeah, it sounds like something straight out of a history book, but it's happening right now.
Yeah.
How do you even begin to explain something like this to kids?
It's definitely challenging. I think the key is to start with the basics. Who's involved, where it's happening, what the conflict is about.
Keep it simple, right?
Exactly. You can also talk about the history of the region, but try to avoid overwhelming them with too much detail.
Focus on the human impact, maybe.
Yes. Talking about the people affected by the conflict can make it more relatable and understandable for kids.
And emphasizing that war is never the answer. That there are always peaceful ways to resolve conflict.
Absolutely. It's a message of hope that's important for kids to hear. Okay, let's switch gears now to something a little less intense. The Juice also has a story today about air conditioning.
Air conditioning? What about it?
It's about how scientists are working to make it more environmentally friendly.
Oh, that's interesting. A big topic these days.
Especially with climate change and the increasing need for AC around the world.
Right. It's kind of a catch-22. We need AC to stay cool, but traditional systems contribute to global warming.
That's the dilemma. But the good news is there are some really innovative solutions in development.
Like what? I'm curious.
Well, one approach is to separate the cooling and dehumidification functions in AC units.
Okay, I'm not sure I follow.
So traditional AC units overcool the air to remove humidity. That wastes energy. By separating those functions, you can target the humidity more efficiently.
Ah, I see. So you don't need to make the room freezing cold just to get rid of the mugginess.
Precisely. And that saves energy, which is good for the environment.
Makes sense. Any other cool innovations? Pun intended.
Of course. Some scientists are exploring alternative cooling methods that don't use traditional refrigerants.
Those are the chemicals that are bad for the ozone layer, right?
Yep, exactly.
So what are these alternatives?
There's evaporative cooling.
Like a swamp cooler.
Exactly. It's very energy efficient. And then there's this really cool technology called electrocaloric cooling.
Electro what? That sounds pretty high tech.
It is. It uses electric fields to manipulate materials that can absorb and release heat.
Okay, now you're just showing off. So that's promising then. For the future of AC, I mean.
It is. There's still a lot of research to be done, but it has the potential to be a very sustainable and efficient way to cool our homes and buildings.
I'm definitely going to have to look into that more. It's great to know that people are working on these kinds of solutions.
It's a testament to human ingenuity. We face a problem and we find a way to solve it.
Well said. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. We've covered some fascinating stories and hopefully sparked some thought-provoking conversations.
I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the Juice. Until next time, keep those conversations going.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.